Okay, well, it's around 8 o'clock shortly thereafter on March 17th. I'm on the line with Keith McHenry, who is involved in the town clocks. What do we call it? The Emergency CO COVID-19 Supply Center? What do we call that?
Okay, well, what the official name of it is the Santa Cruz Homeless Union COVID-19 Relief Center.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned that you've gotten word that the safe parking program, which is being funded to the tune of, I don't know, many tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, is suddenly not operational because people, they don't believe you can be safe in your cars or be safer on the street or crammed together in a shelter somewhere. What's that about?
I received a phone call that from somebody saying that their friend was just kicked out of the her safe parking place at a church. She didn't say which church, and that they were not allowed to that program had stopped. And where should she go? Where she won't get towed because she can't. The car doesn't move easily, and I urged her to just move down here and to the town clock and just. Because also she was freaking out because there was no food. According to her friend, and didn't know what to do. So I encouraged her to just park down here. But I don't see her vehicle. I mean, the vehicles here I can identify.
How many people are people beginning to park who are living in their vehicles or, as you might say, sheltering in place in their vehicles? Have they showed up at the town clock? Are they parking there?
Not yet. No, we haven't seen that. In fact, but I got the news. It's interesting. A lot of people don't know about this. So I happen to be walking over to use the last bathroom downtown at this time of night. That is a real bathroom at the SoCal Garage.
Uh-huh.
I could have gone to Locust, but I was over at CVS getting sugar and cream for tomorrow's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of people hanging out down there, and they were like having a good time. And I said, "Oh man, we got food down here." And they go, "Oh my God, we should go tell people." And so they came by. It's been really pretty steady flow of people here.
Mm-hmm.
But so then today at lunch, people went to St. Francis, and then they came back really disappointed because they were given one slice of pizza and a cookie, and you could see the people coming back with that. Still munching on their cookie and their what's left of their slice.
What kind of food have you been able to provide, or has the community been able to provide at the town clock, if any?
Oh, all kinds of crazy things. I mean, so we've had Chocolat has been bringing us their vegan soups and things. We've got gourmet coffee that comes in periodically during the day.
Huff has been giving some coffee, as I heard.
Yep, and then we have we've been getting we've had soups. We have right now a really hot tea, and we had cereal for breakfast. I should go get more cereal, actually. We've had sandwiches, Meals on Wheels, because I'm trying to drive around and hand out the meals. Michael from Meals on Wheels came by and handed out two meals out today here and about maybe seven or eight across the street at the post office.
What's the word from the Loudon Nelson Bag Lunch program?
That's what it is. It's Michael driving around with Meals with Wheels and handing out bags to people he sees on the street.
Mm-hmm. Is the police station bathroom still open? Do we know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the only bathrooms with the reported bathrooms were Lulu's, if you looked appropriate, but a lot of people can't go in there. Then there was the SoCal bathroom. There's Trader Joe's in the middle of the day, but you had to wait in line to get into the building. And there was, then you had the portable toilet that's over by Tabby Cat. You have the portable toilet that's at Cedar and Lincoln, and then you've got the Front Street, Front and Laurel portable toilet.
The Posner poo-poo machine, correct.
Yeah, so that's it. So then the other issue is that the people that were, I've heard from people that are staying at the Laurel Street shelter that everyone coughs all night long. It's the same system where they've got 8 inches away from somebody else on a gym mat, and that's like a definitely whoever there is like very likely to catch this virus. So that's unfortunate.
What about the armory?
And I think the armory, at least you're in your own tent. The people up there.
Are there vacancies? Are there vacancies? I mean, I hear there's a problem with people not being able to get access because your access is through the library and the library is closed.
Yeah, that's. I think we're like starting to see that everything is falling apart. That's it. Yeah, the libraries are closed. The churches are closed. It's a total mess.
How about Laurel Street? How the Laurel Street shelter? How's that going?
Well, people are all right up against each other coughing, and people are freaking out about being stuck in Laurel Street.
One of the concerns you had in our last discussion a couple days ago was that a number of people, including the folks in Cooperville across the way, aren't really taking the emergency seriously in terms they believe it's a government hoax, or they believe that it's not as bad as it was, or people outside are hardier. What's the situation? Is that still pretty much the same?
That's still a thing happening. Yeah, people don't take it seriously. I think, oddly enough, some people are actually going to do better being homeless than the people that are in the shelters, because at least they're not totally jammed up against a lot of people in one little small room.
How about police sweeps? Is any of that happening?
Doesn't seem like that's happening. Nobody's come up and said they got swept. The post office thing is getting bigger. That encampment is slowly growing, tent by tent. So that's interesting. Let's see what else. So, and I think, though, the biggest problem that seems to be occurring is no toilets. That's still a big problem, that there's somehow that they can't get any toilets. I spent a lot of this morning calling toilet companies that I'm getting really frustrated that I'm... So we've been having to piss next to the bar, with a rush in. Behind a redwood tree. So that's become the unofficial toilet of this area. And but then when the bank closes its parking lot, you can't get back there. And so we've been using the fence at the bank to display clothing so that no one is rummaging through the clothing. It's all available to see. We added a second pop-up tent and put caution tape around it so that we can keep as much distance away from people as possible. So we got that going. It seems pretty steady flow of pretty, people coming in and out. People are in really good spirits. I have to say the people living outside are much calmer than the people that live inside, generally speaking. It's almost like we're all equal now. Somehow, so at the one point, part of it is because a lot of people just think it's a way of that it's a hype, and they've got different Area 51 or Agenda 21 or whatever, different things like that, all these different things like that. So that seems to be it's actually oddly there's groups and groups of people living outside just hanging around. Very much enjoying themselves. As long as CVS still has alcohol, I think everybody will be fine.
How about the volunteers, Keith, for Food Not Bombs and for the emergency center at the town clock? Are you finding more volunteers? Are people beginning to burn out? What's the situation?
No, we are getting more volunteers, and we've got a couple of men for tonight that will be here, which is really good. Are you donating something, or...? It seems like it's going really, really, much more smoothly than I thought. Are you donating something or just visiting? Okay. And our hand washing thing is much better than it was. We bought a new rubber thing and it's like a zillion times better. How are you doing?
They're a part of the exemption.
Oh, well, thank you.
A part of the prohibitions that were declared at midnight last night,
yeah,
state that you're not...
what you could do is add it to the clothing over there. That way then people can can just look at it. See, yeah, we need more volunteers if you get to know of more people. And a third thing, well, we just make sure people don't take stuff, and we give them water and tea and coffee, and then we do the food here whenever randomly we do food.
So
we do that, and then we and we like at 11 o'clock. I'm gonna be cooking with Joe and another person at India Joe's for food for the day.
Keith, are you talking to me or to somebody else?
No, I'm talking to you and to 11 in the morning.
I got you.
9:11 at night, and then we take the clothing, we put it up here, we hand out the bread because you can't be close to people. You've got to wear gloves and stuff. We should be wearing a mask, but so it's really been tricky. And so we made the whole thing. So that's really good. So anyway, that's where we're at right now.
So what about you had no concern from the health department or the county authorities or the sheriffs regarding the issue of people eating food nearby?
No, nobody cares anymore because we're feeding people that they don't care about. So
that's interesting.
They don't talk to us, they don't come around, they don't give a crap about it.
Is there much mingling of people who are housed with people who are homeless at this?
There could be more of that, but there is a little bit of it.
And what
but thank you so much for bringing it. That's beautiful. Whoever wears it is going to be really happy in this cold weather. Okay, thank you.
What are your principal needs that you want to put out to people outside?
Well, the main thing we really do need is people coming. We're here 24/7. Yeah, probably for maybe half a year or something like that, or a year. Hopefully not that long, but possibly that long. Thank you. Beautiful. Okay, thank you. And spread the word. Beautiful. Thanks for your help. Bye-bye. So that's what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing.
Any specific needs that you want to put out?
Well, we do need coats, blankets. People are freezing. It's still cold. We can use more food donations, and we can use people that are willing to be here, particularly at night, particularly men at night, to... So Sarah doesn't have to be staffing this by herself. So that's the main things. And then also call the city manager, Martin Bernal, his line, and email him. It's all on the, if you Google Santa Cruz City Manager, you'll find his contacts. And just try to get him to actually go get some toilets.
His number is actually 420-5030 for those who want it. 420-5030, and his email is mbernal@cityofsantacruz.com or .org. I'm never sure which.
It's .com, which is really disgusting.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's what we need. We got to get some toilets out here because this is going to get real nasty after 6 months of no toilets. It's going to be really intense.
Now, some activists, like activist Phil Posner, have suggested that there has to be more direct pressure put on the responsible authorities who, you might think might be the city council, but since Martin Bernal seems to be taking more responsibility or seizing more authority, depending on how you want to look at it, some have suggested going to his office, going to his residence, and having a very visible presence there. And that is something that I mentioned is likely to be discussed tomorrow at noon at the meeting. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I think that he's not probably at his office, and I think it would be the best place to go to his house.
I see.
But then there's also some portable toilets nearby. That may be important just to go get them and fuck them. So that might be the thing to do.
Is it true that any portable toilets that are... I mean, I've heard that the portable toilets near Tabby Cat, for instance, are actually open during the day. Is that true or not?
Well, there's one that's open during the day across the street from Tabby Cat, and then the other ones are part of a construction project to build the building at where the old bookstore was.
How much of the town?
There's like five really nice ones right there,
uh-huh.
And then one really crappy one that's the one that the public can use.
Of course. What's been the situation of restaurants and other facilities downtown? Are they closed up as much as some of us thought they would be, or are they pretty much staying open? Is it a mix? What's going on?
They're largely shutting down. Yeah. They're largely shutting down.
University Copy is still open?
No. Today was their last day.
Huh. And I guess restaurants, if they're open, are only allowing takeout?
Correct, yeah. And the bakery is only going to have one store open, as the downtown one. All the others are closing.
Mm-hmm.
Java Juice seems to be open right now. And the little restaurant next to Lulu's seems to, the Asian restaurant, at least has lights on.
How about Verve?
Verve? Oh, you have to order online. And is Verve open? I think Verve's supposed to. Yeah, they can't go inside anywhere. You have to order from outside.
How about Veterans Hall for vets?
No. That we're working on. So one thing we need, I'm going to have to go, unfortunately, because I got to do a couple of things. But the on Thursday at 11, we need a lot of people to show up at the Vets Hall outside, because we're getting a truckload of food delivered, which we're going to store at the Vets Hall. And we're trying to figure it out. We've ordered a ton of food, an entire truckload of food. And because we are concerned that eventually there'll be like just a very difficult for people to get food. So anyway, that's where we're at with that.
Well, you got, I imagine, other things to do. I'm going to let you go. For those who want, who are listening to this on the archive, this situation is not likely to change soon. Give a call to me if you have reports from the street, or if you want to come down, I imagine just come to the town clock, hopefully wearing gloves, or, you know, bring your mask.
Well, we'll give you gloves and masks and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
If you're going to share food, yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. And remember that sharing food is an exemption from the county martial law that was declared earlier today, so that you are perfectly legitimate doing that, whether you're housed or homeless.
Yep, exactly.
And my number is 423-4833. And thank you, Keith, for, you know, doing what you do, man.
Great. Well, thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.